my great thankfulness to all of you for coming today. Especially I am thankful to Maharaji for his great affection upon all of us. Let us all welcome him with our warm love by chanting Hari Bol.
Hari
Bol! We are grateful. It is one of the most beautiful experiences to come and be with the devotees in Belgaum. Your simplicity and enthusiasm to chant and dance, to serve the Vaishnavas, to make wonderful prasad, has captured the hearts of all the fortunate people who come to be in your association. Yes? All Bombay devotees agree with this, sir? Whenever devotees come from Bombay, Radha Gopinath Temple, and visit Belgaum, whenever they come back, they always say, why cannot we be like the devotees in Belgaum? And when Belgaum devotees come to Bombay, they come back and say, why cannot we be like the devotees at Radha Gopinath
Temple?
This is the way Vaishnavas are. It cannot be understood with the material mind. Devotees are always trying to put themselves in a secondary position to others. Devotees are very enthusiastic to give praise to other spiritual people. And they are very much afraid to accept any such praise for themselves. So it is my service to praise you. Last night's program was Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Hari Bol.
Our Mitchell Sampradaya says like that. If you get garland, you have to garland him.
I am trying to follow his instructions. You will be getting many garlands today.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Because whenever we do the Kirtan in Mitchell Temple in Pandapur, that only Mitchell gives us garland. Once a time before 10 years I was doing, thousands of garlands have come from Mitchell. And it is impossible to take me like this. So after that Mitchell took me back.
Return
it back. It's a fine thing.
Vital is unlimited.
In Vital's hand, there is a flute of Bhagavan Gopal Krishna. One hand flute and one hand shankha. In Pandharpur idol. That becomes a Krishna's flute. In Kali Yuga, this is standing like this. One is flute. When it's shankha, in that shankha, there is Lakshmi. So whenever you are doing this puja, we are putting naam here, and shankha, haldi kunku. And this murli, will do like this, because it's the power of Bhagavan Gopal.
When Krishna was at Brahmanda Ghat in Gokul Mahavan, Balaram and other gopas told Yashoda Mai that today Krishna has eaten the dirt. He was a very little child. And Yashoda Mai was very much disturbed. If you eat dirt, you will become sick and maybe die. Why you eat dirt? And Gopal said, I did not eat dirt. Balaram and Cowherd boys are making lies against me because I defeated them today in our play. If you want to see, then you look in my mouth. So Yashoda Mai looked in his mouth, and she saw the entire creation within his mouth. She saw all the demigods. She saw all of the mountains, even the whole Himalayas, and all the oceans, and all. She even saw Mother Yashoda looking in his mouth. And when Yashoda Mai saw like this, she began to become very respectful to Gopal. And she offered prayers that you are Bhagwan. Please forgive me. I was thinking I am your mother. But you are the mother and father of everything and everyone. Sometimes when you would steal the butter, I would come to punish you by spanking with stick. And sometimes I would chastise you. But now I know that you are the Supreme Godhead. Please forgive me and accept me as your servant. But Krishna more felt pleasure when she would chastise him in motherly love than when she was worshipping him as a devotee. So he closed his mouth. And he was so beautiful with his smiling face that beauty completely defeated all of the respectful feelings that she had upon seeing him as God. And she was thinking, if I do not feed him milk from my body, he will be hungry. And in motherly love, she began to feed him milk. In this form of Krishna, the Supreme Godhead facilitates the most intimate loving exchanges. But also, we understand that Madhurya is higher than Aishwarya. Love of God in intimacy is higher than love of God in reverence. But this cannot be artificially imitated. First, we must worship God with reverence. That you are my master, I am your servant. And by serving him and serving his devotees and performing our sadhana very strictly throughout life, gradually these higher realizations of intimate madhurya lila with Krishna awaken. By Krishna's grace. But also we find in this story how within Krishna's mouth was the entire creation. That is the difference between us and Bhagwan. If we eat too many chapatis, we become sick. We get indigestion. Krishna can eat the entire creation and still be very happy. Because Krishna is Vibhu. He is unlimited. And we are Anu. We are limited. Jivara Swarupoi Krishna Nitya Das. Therefore, the highest understanding is that we are the eternal servants of Krishna. Some people say that actually we are all God, but we have forgotten. When you become liberated, you realize you are God. But God does not have to realize He is God. God is always God. God never forgets. If God were to be under the control of forgetfulness, then forgetfulness would be greater than God. When Krishna was just a little infant child in the lap of Yashoda, just days after he was born, the great demoness Putana came. And even though she was so powerful, she had poison on her breast that could kill millions of men. Krishna drank the poison, then drank her milk, then drank out her life air. Krishna never had to do dhyan or japa or tapasya to realize he was God. God is always God. And the living entity is always His servant. In the conditioned state, in forgetfulness, we are serving God indirectly. We are serving His Maya Shakti. And in the liberated state, we serve His Daivi Shakti. We serve Him with love. And that loving exchange is the supreme perfection of all of our desires. And that is bhakti. Bhakti means that eternal nature of every living soul. To surrender to Krishna with unalloyed devotion. Savai pung sangparo dharamo yato bhakti radhokshaje ahoyite ki apratihata yagatma suprasidati. Bhagavatam explains the supreme occupation for all humanity is that which awakens loving devotion toward Krishna. Such service should be without interruption and without any motivation except the pleasure of the Lord. And that is what all the great acharyas have taught. In the songs of the saint Tukaram, he sings only about this pure unalloyed devotion to the Supreme Lord. It is the conclusion of all knowledge. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavam ampapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlava. After all studies of religion, yoga, and jnana, and dhyana are perfected, we surrender to Vasudeva. Knowing Him to be the cause of all causes and all that is. And one who has surrendered to Krishna, he is Mahatma. Mahatmanastumam parata daivim prakritimashtata vajantyananyamanaso jyatvabhutadimavyayam. Krishna defines Mahatma in Gita, one who is always under His protection and one who is always engaged in His loving service. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach this principle. Nothing new. He came to, in His life, reveal the truths of the Srimad Bhagavatam. He had a simple message. Worship Krishna. Always remember Krishna. Chant His holy names. And serve His devotees. That's all. Very simple. And He was always serving the devotees. Sometimes when His devotees were going to the bank of Ganga, He would carry their water for them. He would fold their clothes for them. And they would say, Lord, do not do this. And He would say, this is the greatest fortune Krishna is giving me, the opportunity to serve the Vaishnavas. So this is our eternal aspiration. We don't want to serve so that ultimately we will become God. We want to serve so that we become so purified that we can serve with pure love eternally for the satisfaction of God. Better you take this down. We have all seen. This is the land of Madhvacharya. He is the avatar of Vayu. So we have to understand the power and strength of Vayu. Krishna likes to bow down to his devotees. We just described like this. Is there any questions? Anyone?
Any questions?
Sir, we are hearing different things about the London Temple. Would you like to tell us something about it?
What have you heard?
He has heard that the temple worship has been stopped by the board.
You see, in Kali Yuga, there will always be opposition. Our Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada said, if there is no opposition to your preaching, it means you are not preaching properly. Because the world is materialistic. And if you are preaching against materialism, materialists will make some opposition. After all, Bhagavad Gita was spoken on battlefield. Bhagavad Gita was not meant to create peace. It was meant to create war. Krishna was not telling Arjuna to be peaceful. He was trying to incite him to fight war. So when people say Om Shanti Shanti, we say Sarvadharman Puritya. But we have to understand what is real peace. The peace of this world is not peace at all. You can, two nations can sign a treaty that we will not fight. But then they will go home and fight with their husbands and wives and children. And there'll be crime in their streets. And they'll always be thinking, what have I lost and what do I need? Always be battle with their senses and mind. And eventually, they will all break the treaty and the nations will fight again. That is peace in this world. But real peace means to be free from ego. To be in complete harmony with the will of God. Bhoktaram jagatapasam sarva lokamaheshwaram suhridam sarva bhutanam yatvamam shantam rachchati. To understand that Krishna is the proprietor of everything, that everything is meant to be utilized in his service, and he is the best friend of all living beings. One who knows this is really in peace. But in order to come to this conclusion, we have to actually fight the war against our own mind and ego. And amongst material tendencies. And Maya will fight against us, not only within, but also without. But that, when they come, it is actually an opportunity to purify our hearts. Krishna wants to see whether we are sincere. It's like little children go to school. And they listen to their lessons. And then the teacher says, next Friday we will have exam. And all the children are in anxiety. Nobody likes exams. In fact, everyone hates exams. But they are necessary. Because they force you to become serious about studying the subject. So when there is opposition to our devotion, it forces us to become very serious about the subject of bhakti. So in London, there are people who are Christian who do not like Hindus. And also, some of their children have become Hare Krishnas. So they do not like this. And also, when devotees chant kirtan, sometimes it makes many sounds. And they don't like these sounds. They like rock and roll music and all these other things, but Hari Kirtan they do not like. And also the temple is very, very popular. On Janmashtami, thousands and thousands and thousands of people come. And to their churches, only few people come. So they do not like. So they have lodged very serious complaint. They say that this Hare Krishna temple is causing disturbance in our lives. So they approach so many government leaders, we will vote for you if you make them stop their worship. So they actually made a law where no public worship can be in the Hare Krishna temple. But then 20,000 Hindus and British Hare Krishnas went on march in front of the Parliament building on the banks of the River Thames. And then the government was realizing that this is a very difficult situation. And so many big people from Indians, people from India, from America, from Australia, they were writing letters that why you are persecuting our faith. So the government did not know what to do. Because they want everyone's votes. They are not concerned with justice. They are concerned with votes. Because votes means power for them. So there was this demonstration was very powerful, and there has been a final hearing of the Supreme Court, and they said they will decide in the month of March. But this temple was very dear to Srila Prabhupada. Do you know how we got this temple? Srila Prabhupada's Gurudev, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, opened 64 temples in India. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted Bhagavad Dharma spread throughout the entire world. And at that time, of course, India was under British rule. And the British brainwashed everyone in India to think that London is the capital of the whole world. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, Nayama Saranya is the center of the universe. But according to the British, London is the center of the universe. And the Indian people believed the British instead of Srimad Bhagavatam. In fact, Srila Prabhupada at one time, when he was in his young age, he was working in a pharmacy. He had his own pharmaceutical company. And it was in Allahabad. And the Prime Minister, Mr. Nehru, his father, used to come into that pharmaceutical store to get his medicine from our Gurudev. And Prabhupada told us that he had medicine made in India and medicine made in Great Britain. And the medicine made in Britain was always 10 times the cost of the medicine made in India. And usually it was the exact same medicine with the same chemicals. But Mr. Nehru would always ask for the one made in London. And he was told, it's the exact same medicine, there's no difference. Why do you want to spend 10 times more for this? And he would say, if it is made in London, it is first class. If it is made in India, it is third class. This was the leaders of India. This is how much their minds were changed. So anyways, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati sent some sannyasis to London to start a branch of Gaudiya Math. And they started a center, and a few old widowed ladies were coming. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati called these sannyasis back and said, you did not do very good job. But our Guru Maharaj, he started a temple first in New York, we explained last night, then San Francisco, then Montreal. And from Montreal, he sent 6 of his disciples to London and said, my Guru Maharaj wanted a center there. Please start a nice center in London. They went, they had nothing. They were just... One lady, one of my god sisters, she had a brand new little baby, infant child. And because they had no place to stay, her and her child were sleeping in the basement of a warehouse, and their bedroom was a cardboard box. There was a big box for a television or something, and her and her daughter would sleep in the box. This is a very simple life. But they had Guru Nishtha. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatam aham bande sri gurum dinatharanam. If you have faith in Guru, then even if you are a lame man, you can cross the Himalayan mountains. Even if you are a dumb man, you can speak beautiful, beautiful slokas in great poetry. And even if you are a blind man, you can see the farthest star in the sky. These 6 people were not great Vedantists. They were simple bhaktas. But they had Guru Nishtha. Sharanagati. The willingness to serve. Under any circumstance. So they struggled like this. They were all in separate places. And Srila Prabhupada wrote to them, he was writing letters to them very much every week. And he told them, if you can convince a leader of society, that person can help you convince everyone. So they decided that amongst the young generation of the whole Western world, which means United States, Canada, all of Europe, Australia is also like Western world, all these places. Who is the most influential people? It was a musical band named the Beatles. Whatever they said was like Shastra to the whole young generation. Whatever they said, everyone would believe. Yes, yes, the Beatles have said. Shri Beatles Uvacha. They like that. So, the Beatles were from London. So these devotees, somehow or other, got to meet them. Gave them prasad. Chanted the mantra. And one of them became devotee. The lead guitar player. And he was, and the other, another one had a big mansion, beautiful house, multi-millionaire house. He said, invite your Guru Maharaj and he can stay in my house. So they invited Prabhupada. And then the Beatles, they owned a recording company, and they invited these six devotees to make a record. They would pay for the whole record. No compromise. Just singing Sanskrit and Bengali bhajans, and they would distribute it to the whole world. So they made this record called the Radha Krishna Temple. And they chanted Brahma Samhita, Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami, Bhajahure Mana, Shri Ishopanishad, Gaur Arti, and Hare Krishna Mantra. And this Hare Krishna Mantra they made into a record, and it was the number one selling record in all of Europe. And everyone was chanting Hare Krishna. And then this person, he also was very helpful, because the devotees didn't have a proper temple. So Prabhupada asked, can you get us a temple, nice temple? So one of my godbrothers, Dhananjay, he was out searching for a nice place. And he found beautiful, beautiful, big, beautiful house in the country with wonderful lawns and lakes and everything. And this man, George Harrison, the Beatle, he bought the whole estate and offered it to Prabhupada. How is this? They came with absolutely nothing, sleeping in cardboard boxes, and without any material endeavor, just by preaching and chanting Harinam. Now they had a beautiful, beautiful mansion with beautiful parks and gardens and parking lots and everything. Prabhupada came and he installed the deities of Radha Gokulananda. That is the name of the deities. Radha Gokulananda. So there is some connection between Belgaum and London. Our temple is also Radha Gokulananda. And Prabhupada told devotees, now we have this beautiful place, do not use it for your sense gratification. You are not allowed to be comfortable here. This is Krishna's place and it is meant for preaching Krishna's name. So soon hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of devotees were there. And for worship on Sundays, thousands and thousands would come. And practically the entire Hindu community of England accepted that this was their place of worship. On big festivals, tens and thousands come. For kirtan and drama and pravachan and darshan of Sri Radha Gokula. So Srila Prabhupada spent much time there. And he gave a lot of his energy preaching from that place. And Srila Prabhupada was very happy. He said, "The desire of my Guru Maharaj is now fulfilled. That Krishna has conquered London. The British conquered India. But now India is conquering British." Does that answer your question? So in March, Krishna will reveal what he wants through the Supreme Court.
तो मार्च में जो है कृष्ण भगवान बताएंगे कि क्या क्या वो चाहते हैं.
Ultimately, there is only one Supreme Court.
अंत में तो एक ही जो है कि सबसे सुप्रीम कोर्ट है.
That is the will of Krishna.
वो कृष्ण की इच्छा.
In this world, each country has their Supreme Court.
इस देश में जो है हर जगह पर एक सर्वोच्च न्यायालय होता है.
But it is not supreme at all.
वो लेकिन सर्वोच्च नहीं है.
Because all of the Supreme, almost every one of the Supreme Court justices someday will have to stand before Yamaraj. Then they will realize that we were not the Supreme Court. Yamaraj is the Supreme Court of this universe. But we read in Srimad Bhagavatam, when the Yamadutas came to take Ajamil away, the Vishnu Duta said, "You are not allowed to take him." And the Yamadutas, they had no power to go against the Vishnu Dutas. And they were very confused. Because they were thinking that Yamaraj is the Supreme Court Justice of this universe. No one is greater than him. How is it that anyone has the power to disobey? So they came to Yamaraj in great distress. They said, "Who were these beautiful people who had the power to stop us when we are giving your laws?" And Yamaraj said that, "I am not the supreme. Vishnu is supreme. I am his humble servant. Not only me, but even Brahma and Shiva and Narada, we are all humble servants." So Krishna is the Supreme Court Justice. But directly he doesn't get involved in these things. As Vishnu, he is Supreme Court Justice. But Vishnu is an expansion of Govinda. Govinda simply plays. In the spiritual world of Goloka, he is Rasaraj. Rasabihari. He just has loving exchanges. Just like the Supreme Court Justice of our land, when he goes home, he doesn't wear his robes and say to his wife and children that you are sentenced to 20 years. In the court, everyone stands, "Your Honor, may I have permission to speak?" But when he goes home, his wife chastises, "Why you are late for dinner?" And he says, "I am very sorry, please forgive me." And the children jump on him and play with him. And he's happier at home than in the court. Because there is love. So Krishna is always exchanging love with his devotees. So whatever happens in March, Krishna is in everyone's heart. Whatever is best for London is what Krishna will speak through the Supreme Court. Is there any other question?
she is saying that in today's world one cannot live without money, and money is an obstacle for one's sadhana. So what is your opinion about this?
Why?
If you want to earn money, then sadhana has to settle first.
Not like that. We have to be serious about our duty. Your first priority is the aim of human life. The aim of human life is not to accumulate money. The aim of human life is to accumulate bhakti. The aim of human life is to purify our heart and become the pure servant of Krishna. And to be detached from anything that is not pleasing to Krishna. But while living in this world, somehow or other, we have to survive. And in the process of survival, we should use whatever we have for Krishna. Just like this is your house. Very nice house. But whenever devotees come, you say, please live in our house. And you give them nice prasad. And today, over 100 people are here enjoying your house. Performing kirtan, harikatha, prasad. This is the proper purpose of house. And if our money is being used for this type of seva, then our money is very good. But at the same time, if we do not have proper sadhana, and we do not have proper satsang, then our money just becomes a burden. Srimad Bhagavatam explains that if you are drowning in an ocean and you are wearing a big, big, heavy crown or turban, that will only make you, even though it may be very valuable, it will only make you sink faster in the ocean. So if in making wealth we do not have proper balance to have good sadhana and good satsang, then all the wealth we make will only create faster drowning into the ocean of ignorance. But if we have proper sadhana and proper satsang, and we're living a devotional life, then whatever money we earn, we will naturally use for good purposes, and it will actually uplift us. So you should not be greedy. The greedy mentality is every moment I work, every moment is money. Time is money. If I put 9 hours in my business, I make so much. If I put 12 hours, I make more. So why should I do my sadhana? Every minute I'm doing japa, I could be making money. Every minute I'm reading shastra, I could be making money. Svaved varaho strakarayar samstutha purushapashu. This is the mentality of animal. Bhagavatam says, men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, they glorify other people who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. So we should not be like ass. Foaming at the mouth, carrying big burdens. Just to get kicked in the face. Just for a little grass. How many chapatis can you eat? Mr. Birla cannot eat any more chapatis than the sweeper of the street. What can you do? But if you have real peace in bhakti, then your life is successful. So we should not be greedy. We should live a simple life and keep very ample time. Answer your question. An ornament in your bhakti.
Taken the land in Tirthakonda, your mission, and I heard that you are putting a temple there. But somebody told me that idea is dropped because of there is no road. So we have taken the permission from the government. We have got a land up from the National Trust. 10 acres we have taken. To make a trust in Tirthakonda. Near that your land is there. So government approved us before March they are doing road. Road work is started. So I request you, sir, to have a temple there. For that I can.
Very well. Let us see what is Krishna's will. We would like to have temple everywhere. Especially where you like us to have temple. In English it is said, man proposes, God disposes. We are very open to the idea. It is our prayer that we can make you happy. But let us see how Krishna wants us to serve. Any other question? We are very happy with Nanda Maharaj for so nicely serving all of you. By inviting you all to his nice house to enjoy chanting, dancing and feasting. It is a very nice example. When we use what we have to propagate the holy name and serve the Lord's devotees. Any question? If there is no questions, then I will go to Bombay. As long as there's questions, I have to try to serve you. Well, when there is no service, there is no need for my existence. My humble request to all of you is to follow Srila Prabhupada's last instruction. He told us that we can show our love for him by how we cooperate with one another. So these two principles are of utmost importance. To remain very pure. By strictly living according to the highest principles of morality. By regularly chanting the name of Lord. By having nice satsang. This will keep us very pure. It will keep us protected from Maya. It will keep us always at the lotus feet of Krishna. And by cooperating with one another, to assist one another in the mission of the Lord is the greatest sacrifice. Because there are people all over the world who are suffering terribly because of ignorance. People not only here in Belgium but throughout the world who are suffering and wasting this valuable human life. And the world is in chaos because of it. But by the grace of Lord Sri Krishna and our Guru Maharaj, we have the medicine that could give them relief. And each and every one of us is responsible to help in this way. But when we're fighting amongst each other, and our fighting is always over petty details that do not really mean anything. I have been listening to so many problems about different conflicts. And they are all meaningless. All little details of the ego in the mind. Either you do it this way or that way. If you just do it, then the mission will go on. But when we're having conflict, then everything stops. And all of these souls who are starving for the medicine of the holy name remain starving because we're fighting over who's better. So we should not be concerned with these petty details. We should keep our minds focused on our mission in life and the desperate need of the world. And in this way we can cooperate very nicely to work together to make a wonderful offering to Krishna and a wonderful offering to all humanity. By broadcasting the message of all the great acharyas, to chant the holy names of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. That is my request. I am aspiring to be his humble messenger. Coming to repeat the same message to you. Hare Krishna.